This is Primetime Sports. WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always, always at the game. At the game. It's where you've been having breakfast with the coaches since 1992. The Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Exclusively on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins are gathered round the table at Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike for 2 hours of in-depth Rutherford County coaches conversation about our local teams, their most recent games, and their upcoming opponents. Now live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, your hosts for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner, Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Things are out of kilter this morning. Coach Stanton Stevens is here, and it's 8:15, and getting up an hour earlier this morning sure hurt a little bit this morning, Coach.
Well, you flipped the schedule. You know, usually I come in a little later, and I guess you guys had some things to do, so y'all shuffled things up.
Well, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders will be on at 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff as they're playing the Big Ten up in Purdue, and so we've had to shuffle things around. I do appreciate you coming in a little earlier this morning, and maybe tougher to come in on a morning after opening up district play. Tough night last night at the Oakland.
Yeah, it was. It was. Coach McDaniels and those guys did a great job, as they usually do, and we struggled. I thought we made definite improvements from last year when we played Oakland. So we're moving in the right direction, but we came to a definite speed bump, a bump in the road last night. I was proud of our kids, but at the same time, you're disappointed because you go in wanting to and expecting to win. It's just tough.
Well, it's a speed bump, but now how do you react? I guess that's the big question. What's going to be the reaction of your kids?
You know, I think our kids will react fine. The only problem is it doesn't get any easier.
Well, that's true. Mount Juliet's no
yeah,
cupcake.
Right. So, we were watching. I was watching film late last night on us and Mount Juliet. And it just doesn't get any easier for us. So our kids have to rebound. We don't have a choice. You either show up and practice and get ready to play or – you take a different path, and we don't want to go down that path. That probably historically Laverne may have gone down. We want to make sure that we come in prepared and ready to compete every Friday night, regardless of who we play.
Last night's final was 28-0 in favor of the Oakland Patriots. 7-0 at the end of the first half, and I guess maybe
14.
End of the first quarter, 14-0 at the end of the first half. But I guess maybe the play of the game was right before half. You had a chance to score right before the halftime horn.
We did. We had several chances to score within that drive, and we did not. And that's just a testament to Oakland's defense. I mean, those guys, when it was time to play, they really stepped up. They had been doing a pretty good job all night of stopping our run, and that was our main thing, to run the football. And so we had to ask our quarterback to do some things that he's not used to doing, throwing the ball a lot. I think in the first half I probably called 13, 14 pass attempts, and he's not used to that. So they had us out of what we like to do, and were forcing us to do other things, and we just weren't very good at it.
It was – what, on the 1 foot line or something like that? So close, you could taste it, huh?
Yes. It's one of those, you're so close, you're just thinking, all right, just run quarterback sneak and we score. And, wow, our center gets stood up, our quarterback gets jammed up in the backfield, and then you come and you run the ISO, and that doesn't get in, and you run the zone, and that doesn't get in. And then, you're kind of in panic mode, and their guys are sniffing blood, and they just overwhelm you at the point of attack. And the half is over, and we didn't score. And you're just kind of like, wow, how did that just happen?
A lot of times that kind of that kind of play can take the wind out of your sails. Do you feel like it did that last night too?
Well, I think one of the things it did was it convinced Oakland that they could stop us whenever they wanted to. And now our kids started to question, can we actually score? We were down on the foot line and didn't score. Can we score? They're questioning, can they do it? And Oakland has just confirmed that they can stop us whenever.
You know, it's amazing when you can look back at a game and see one series, one particular play, one something that happens that really kind of dictates how the rest of the game is going to go, and maybe that was the case with
this
one.
Well, it definitely did. I mean, if we score, now our kids are thinking, well, heck, we can score.
And we're only down by one touchdown.
And then Oakland's kids are thinking, wait a minute, this may be a different Laverne team. We're going to have to rethink this. Well, you know, I think they could sense we were better than we've been, but they still were convinced that they were better than us. And, you know, you need to create doubt in your opponent, and we couldn't do that all night. And our kids had that doubt, especially when we did not score when we were that close in.
Stanton Stevens joining us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Last night was a penalty-ridden game, about 200 yards for both teams combined.
I didn't realize we had that many, but I guess we did. You know, two teams getting after it, and you know, but I think some of it, we just a little bit undisciplined. I hate to say that, but there were some penalties that we had that we should not have gotten. You know, so we got to work on that.
Well, sometimes you go into a game and you think we've got more penalties than we ever have, and you come away, you know, look at the final stats and there's not as many, or
right,
opposite.
Right.
I think it was kind of the opposite in this case.
I knew they were throwing a lot of flags, but it seemed like, because early on, to be quite honest with you, they had several long runs that were called back. And those just seem to stick out in your mind more.
Yeah.
Those are more costly when you – you know, you run it 50 yards and it gets called back, or you know, they had several long runs called back due to penalty, and you know, I was thinking, well, they've got to be racking up more penalties than us, you know, because it I guess it could have been really ugly, to be quite honest with you, had they not been getting those penalties.
Yeah, Stanton last night. Dustin Bills, 3 of 9, 42 yards of the 93 passing. 53 yards rushing last night. You kind of had a couple of quarterbacks. Somebody came in, what, threw a 42-yarder or something like that, I think.
C.J. Four did.
Yeah.
He came in, and Mike Steele, our go-to guy, made a great catch. You know, he was, I want to say, double-covered, and he made a nice – he jumped up and went and got it. And he usually – he's fairly consistent at that for us. So we feel pretty good when Mike's out there that we've got a chance to make our passing game better. But we were kind of inaccurate. They gave us the pass. We saw it. We tried to take advantage of it. And we just initially the quarterback was off target. Then we had a drop ball, you know, some protection breakdowns. And some of the protection, I put us in a bad situation. And, you know, we just didn't have the protection where we needed it. But we had several things go wrong. And – in the pass game, and we all know, you know, I guess Woody Hayes said it best, when you throw a ball, three things can happen and two of them are bad. Well, we were finding out last night, and there were several things happening bad.
You know, that there's a lot to be said about that. The passing, if you can do it and you can complete the pass,
right,
you know, it's a beautiful thing to watch. But
right,
that is the only thing that can go right.
Right. Either completion, everything else is bad, from a sack to an incompletion to an interception. And I guess there's four things. I mean, there's several things that can,
yeah,
happen bad on a pass. And, you know, we didn't throw any interceptions, but I think that if we could have moved the ball throwing it, we could have loosened up their run defense, and then we could have been able to mix it up and run the ball a little bit. But when they saw we were having trouble completing passes, they were kind of like, well, we'll just stay in this and force them to continue throwing because they're not having success.
Stanton, as we mentioned just a second ago, well, I wanted to make sure I mentioned that Steele had four catches for 82 yards. So I guess that's one reason why he's your go-to guy.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Mike, like I said, Mike is a guy that he's not as fast as you would think, but he can run down a lot of balls. And once the ball gets there, he's so big and strong. He's bigger than most corners he goes against, and he's just more physical than they are, and he'll catch the football.
Well, the road for the Reans, I guess smooth sailing here. Only Mount Juliet, right?
I wish that were the case.
The Golden Bears have the last few years have really come on. They've got a pretty good program out there.
Well, I mean, you got a veteran coach out there who knows how to put things together and knows what he wants. He's getting it from his kids right now. Watching them on film last night, they play extremely fast. Their tempo is great for a running team to run. Plays off as quickly as they can is extremely impressive. I've seen it in pass attacks before, but they run off their plays at a pace. I mean, it looks like it takes about 12 to 15 seconds for them to go from huddle to running the ball. And I mean, you're talking about they don't need a 25 second clock. They're going to get it in about 12 to 15. I mean, it's really impressive.
And defensively, that makes it tough, I would think.
Well, it makes it tough because now your kids, if they miss a line, they don't have time to readjust. And if mentally they're not ready play to play, then it only takes a second for one of their backs to break a long run or one of their receivers to get behind you. And they can make it tough for you defensively. With the pressure their offense puts, you're just waiting. All right, when's it? They're going to break one in a minute because we're slow getting lined up, and our kids getting to. All right, this is formation. What are they going to do out of this formation?
Well, also being on the road back-to-back weeks, you know, this is where the grind. It's already started, but
right.
We're in the grind here of the football season.
We definitely are in the grind, and this will be our third week in a row on the road. You know, we had good success last time we went to Wilson County, but I don't that was 2 weeks ago. So we'll have to see how this goes. If our kids can match their pace, match their intensity, I like our chances, but it's going to be a tough road trip into Wilson County this time over to Mount Juliet.
Coach, we wish you much success. Appreciate you coming in this morning, and thanks for adjusting your schedule wildly to come in today. But that leaves the afternoon for college football and who knows.
Absolutely.
What else.
Absolutely. College football and sleep.
They're asleep. That's a good thing. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
All right. Stanton Stevens joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Want to run down that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. Siegel 37, Blackman 34. It was Oakland defeating Laverne 28-0. Riverdale over Smyrna 21-14. Eagleville over Moore County 10-7 as the Eagles improved to 3-0 for the first time in school history. And it was Cascade beating our Cougars 65-7 last night. Don't forget MTSU at Purdue. Pregame at 10 on WGNS. Kickoff at 11 o'clock. Speaking of those Eagles, Steve Carson is in. We're going to talk to him in just a moment as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where if you come on down and tell them you heard about him on the radio, they're going to give you a free cup of coffee this morning to go along with that great breakfast, which I'm about to have. Let John Dinkins take over the airwaves and talk to Steve Carson when we return.